Okay, our next C. Social savvy. Again, I'm not going to say too much on this. I'll pack it into two components. Social savvy, again, we take this for granted. I think most of us are deceived when it comes to this. Social savvy chemistry, social savvy are basic things. And the most basic way is how to enter a room. That we need to learn how to do that. How to enter a room. Be friendly. Okay. And particularly for those introverts, myself, I'm one of them. Being an introvert or being more reserved. You don't have to be the life of the party. Just warmly smile, look in people's eyes, smile, greet them, hug them, just be friendly. But we need to learn that most basic thing. You arrive at Bible Talk, not just, hey, I'm here. No, greet everyone. You arrive at a social setting, someone invites you over for dinner. Hello, hello, is this little poodle, booty poodle, what have you. It's how you enter a room, the most basic thing. Read the room. Through the years, I've seen this not be a strength for a number of us, okay? And obviously I've blown it as well. Read the room is, I'm in a conversation, I'm thinking I'm the life of the party, but everyone else is heading for the exit doors, okay? And I'm not realizing it. I'm telling the most entertaining story to me, okay? But people are afraid of making eye contact with me because if they do, they're afraid that it will encourage me to continue. Okay? But I'm not reading the room. Okay? So reading the room is you must have a feel for, it's just as useful, with your spouse, read the room. With your kids, read the room. Are we connecting here? And then obviously leaving the room. Again, do I just describe, what happened to Joe? Nobody knows. Okay? Where it's an hellos and goodbyes. Often it's those small things that actually makes an enormous difference with social savvy and it makes an impact on people. Okay, next up on chemistry. For by the grace given me, I say to everyone, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. So God has given us all a package, and the Bible says that we should look at ourselves with sober judgment with regards to the package that we've been given on all fronts. So character, social savvy, whatever. What is sober judgment? Not better or worse, but accurate. Sometimes we see ourselves as better than what we are. Sometimes we see ourselves as worse than we are. That's not sober. Sober is, what is an accurate picture of me? So here's a question. Again, to move from here to there, I need to be socially savvy. But here's a question around it. What effect are you having on people? So, if I were to be in a room with someone, and they see Kaya walk in the door, what is the first thing that goes through their mind? Or I'm sitting and we're having a mealtime together, and for some reason we talk about Chanel. Chanel's come, hey, I bumped into Chanel today. And they hear the word Chanel. What is the first thing that comes to mind? Okay? Because we all have an effect on people. When they hear your name, do their eyes light up? And there's a smile on their face. Oh, you bumped into Joe today. Oh, wonderful. How is he? Or when they see you enter the door, they run looking for an exit strategy. And reason being, it could be all you're abrasive, you talk too much, you just, it's never ending, it just doesn't stop, you don't even have to entertain anything, you start out of the gate. And they're just, I can't handle that. What is the first thing that comes to mind? Do people find you life-giving and energizing, or draining and depleting? Do they find you refreshing and rejuvenating, or when they've been with you depressed, they feel depressed and disheartened? Do you talk too much? Do you talk too little? The talking principle usually is what I call the Goldilocks principle. Must be not too hot, not too cold, just right. And talking and many other things works according to the Goldilocks principle. Are you kind and engaging or aloof and distant? Are you strange or a bit strange and peculiar and awkward? Or are you easygoing and friendly? Are you hopeful and optimistic, or dark, gloomy, and cynical. And here again, I'm not talking about someone who's clinically depressed. Stale and boring, or engaging and exhilarating. Overbearing, controlling, all-knowing, and arrogant. Or humble, gentle, kind, and modest. Manipulative, cunning, and deceitful. Or sincere, heartfelt, and truthful. Abrasive and rough around the edges, or pleasant and likable. Anxious and fearful, or peaceful and content. Do you emotionally connect with people, or push them away? All of these things are matters of social savvy. All of them are matters of chemistry. You're going to find it, and me, I do find it, incredibly hard to move people from here to there if they cannot get along with you. You're going to find it incredibly hard to move people from here to there if they don't know you exist. In other words, you're quiet, reserved, so quiet and reserved that they don't even know that you're there. Or if you're abrasive, or if you're manipulative, or if you're constantly a victim or discouraged. You get what I'm saying? There is social savvy required. And again, for some of us, it comes naturally. A number of us have social savvy naturally. Certainly, I don't have it naturally. It is something that I've had to learn, meaning had to start learning, and will have to continue to learn. Steph is great with this. She is just, she looks wherever. She has a lot of social savvy. She can connect with anyone. I work at it. So notice, I literally walk into situations and I ask myself, so what would be the God-glorifying choice and attitude to have right now? And there's a lot of processing this. It's not just, I'm not John Muir. John, obviously, those of you who know, okay. Social savvy. Can we learn? If we want to move people from here to there, we have to constantly work on this to have chemistry with people that we can emotionally connect with them, inspire them, and rally them towards a better future. That is the final C, guys. It's 10 to 1. I'm going to have Chantal come up again, and then we're going to have one more session, and then we'll call it a day.